Good evening. Welcome to the Yellow Dogs. Where are you, Yellow Dogs?
Did you unmute?
Oh, okay. I was wondering where the Yellow Dogs were, and then Randy said, have you unmuted? No, Will. Hello. Good evening, and welcome. So nice to sit with you. Highlight of the day, seeing your faces. So tonight we're going to talk about crossroads. Crossroads as a place of awakening. Even though in my daily life it seems like I'm in the crosshairs of public opinions, but we'll stay with crossroads right now. But the image of crossroads appears in many spiritual traditions, as you know, symbolizing moments of choice, transformation, and deep uncertainty. And one of the things that we certainly see how the nature of things is in our own daily life. Because every day is not quite like the last day. And we begin to open up to that and say, well, that may be just quite the way of things. But in Buddhism, crossroads can be understood as liminal spaces, places where our familiar senses of self, our beliefs, and our attachments begin to loosen. So Pema Chodron describes the crossroads as a crucial point in the training of a warrior. So why is that? Well, because it's where our solid views begin to dissolve. Oh, but I've been so sure of things in my life. I have been absolutely so sure of things in my life. So, but they're dissolving. And I'm paying attention. And the Buddha's pointed me in that direction. And it is and has felt very disorienting, even frightening. But when we begin to live with the truth, there's something sweet about that. But our crossroads can be a place or is a place of great potential. How can the Buddhist practice help us navigate the crossroads? And boy, you know, which direction are we going? And there's so many unknowns. I mean, up in our faces, you know, we know that, but with life as it is right now. But how to navigate these crossroads, not by rushing to escape, even though I've already figured out which country I want to live in, but by learning to rest within them. And so let's look at the crossroads as a space of uncertainty, because that seems to be right with what we're dealing with, uncertainty. Uncertainty in a level I haven't experienced in my life. Others have daily. But in our daily lives, we often find ourselves in crossroads facing a major decision, life decision. And we do, and nothing's wrong with this, is healthy questioning our beliefs, or dealing with unexpected change. What story to listen to today? Just one. I'm just going to listen to one. Which story is it going to be that I listen to today? And our habitual response is to seek clarity as quickly as possible. And I appreciate those that are pointed towards the truth of what actually is happening in our country. But we want answers and direction, and we want certainty. But Buddhist practice encourages us to stay present in the uncertainty. So we've rubbed against that. We've rubbed against uncertainty, so it's not so as scary as before when we didn't really realize the truth of what this life is going to encompass. So the crossroads is not just about choosing a path, it's about learning to be with the discomfort of not knowing. Now, I've been with the discomfort of not knowing, and I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the comfort of not knowing, and that slips in and out, of course. In Zen, there's a phrase that says that not knowing is most intimate. And this means that when we drop our need for certainty, we actually come closer to reality as it is. If we wake up to it, if we wake up to that truth, then it becomes part of our lives. And we don't have these expectations that conjure up all kinds of emotions when life doesn't do what we think it should be doing. So on the night of the awakening, the Buddha sat beneath the Bodhi tree, and as it's described, just confronted with everything that one can imagine, with fear, doubt, and temptation. And instead of running away, he remained still, fully present with everything that arose. This too. That's the stability of knowing the truth. It stabilizes us in a way that nothing else in our lives can stabilize us. So he was fully present with everything that arose. And so this seems to be the essence of practice at the crossroads. Meeting whatever comes with awareness and compassion. And that's a big expectation in times like this. And what works when intending to dissolving our fixed views at the crossroads, well, one of the most challenging aspects of standing at a crossroad is that it forces us to question our fixed views. I don't know about you, but I really am kind of tired of a lot of my fixed views. And I imagine most of us are going to be as we reach the age of 78. You know, I'm bored with them at times. And so it's a delight to know, you know, look at them, Nita. Look at them and see if they're useful or, you know, what they're all about. Because if they're sticking around, and we're going to notice if they're sticking around because we've been meditating, then we want to accommodate, you know, what are you all about? And so we get interested in, or if we don't want to investigate it, we can very well just let them go. So we have all kinds of options. But we all have deeply ingrained beliefs about who we are and how life should be and what will make us happy. And that's to be known. And that's good. When life doesn't conform to these beliefs, we suffer. In a sutta, the Buddha describes how clinging to views leads to suffering. Well, we've known that. We've seen that over and over in our practice. And a disciple named Dhammadina explains that when we let go of rigid views, we move towards freedom. And at the crossroads, we are given an opportunity to release these attachments. And when I have found myself able to do that, it's such a relief. Because we don't, until we begin to look consciously, we're not privy to the information that we're saying to ourselves. And, you know, that's crazy life. That's crazy living. So at the crossroads, we are given an opportunity to release these attachments. Because we've been trained to watch for them, to look for them. So why not? And ask ourselves, what ideas about myself am I holding on to too tightly? What would happen if I let go of my need for certainty? That's a big one. And can I trust that not knowing is part of the path? So as we study our views and look at them closely, they begin to dissolve. And then again, we find ourselves attached to anything, even these views. So we may feel a little lost, but it's a necessary step in deepening our wisdom. We're living life as it's created to inform us of what needs to be known and paid attention to. So Pema says the crossroads can be seen as a sacred space. In many cultures, crossroads are seen as sacred places where transformation happens. But in Tibetan Buddhism, there's a concept called bardo. Love that word, bardo. And I used to not quite understand it because I just associated it with the teaching of bardo of death. But it's more than that. A bardo is a transitional state between death and rebirth. But it doesn't have to always refer to death. It's any moment of transition. Wouldn't it be interesting for us to get interested in our moments of transition? Any place when the old self seems to be dissolving and the new has not yet emerged. And we've changed. We know it. We know we have. Other people see it in us before we see ourselves. But if we're going to look at ourselves up close, there's been shift. After shift, after shift. Some of them are subtle. So, crossroads are bardo moments. They're spaces of possibility where we can either fall into the old habits or open ourselves to new ways of being. And the challenge is to stay present, even when we don't know what's next. The great Zen teacher Suzuki Roshi spoke of beginner's mind. Don't you just love that? The mind that is open, curious, and free of fixed views. Thank goodness we know a little bit about the nature of the mind. somehow, I mean, I make this up. It's just a story I make up when I go to the grocery store. But I look in people's faces and create a story. And, you know, they just seem so preoccupied. You know, I don't know that. I'm just making it up. But it just kind of reminds me of myself when I'm just being a zombie, you know, just zombieing out. And I don't know that for sure. But when we meet the crossroads, we're with beginner's mind. We stop trying to control the outcome and instead allow the path to reveal what it has to reveal. One of the things that's kind of related to that I've found out is sometimes when I'm looking for something, oh gosh, Randy and I, we hide it. He hides it from me and I hide it from him, but you know, we hide things from each other. And then we forget, you know, we say, oh, I'm going to put this in a place so we'll remember. Well, we don't remember. But sometimes when I'm looking for something, you know, and I ask him to help, Randy, I need some help. I'm looking for, but all of a sudden I'll say, all right, let's say it's scissors. All right, scissors, I'm letting go. You find me. Find me, scissors. And it's amazing how many times when I let that go, when I release the wanting it to be, then it just, and I think that happens many, many times with us. When we let go of problems or issues and let them be in the spaciousness and just kind of be curious about, well, how's this going to turn out? So we stop trying to control the outcome and allow the path to reveal. And there are different paths before us, but instead of rushing to choose one, just simply stand there. Pima says, feel your breath, your body, the sensation of being here in this moment. And she said, what happens when you stop trying to force an answer? And what if we really do begin to trust that clarity will arise in its own time? Talking about or reflecting on trusting the universe. So she encourages us to soften into the unknown. And she says, the next time we find ourselves at crossroads, remember that it's not a place of fear. It's a place of awakening. So it wakes us up to an opportunity to learn even more about ourselves. And so I'll stop with that. Thank you for being good listeners. And Randy's going to come forward.